During this fall season, for the next several weeks, your stewardship committee and I are pleased to announce and to celebrate and to invite you all into a very important theme for the life of our church, which is entitled, The Power of Generosity. The Power of Generosity. And as we celebrate this theme and in the context of how we want to use the word generosity, we want to acknowledge first and foremost that generosity is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. God's spiritual presence among us, within and without, all around us, God is present in this fruit of the spirit of generosity. And generosity in this context has both a receiving and a giving effect. How we exercise our faith in God's grace. We receive God's grace and we share God's grace with others. This is clearly evident of the relationship we hold to God and the spirit-filled relationships that we hold with each other. So as 1 John chapter 4, verse 19 reminds us, we love because we have received love from God. Now, how does God love us? Well, John 3, 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. So we receive God's gift of salvation as God's eternal gift of love, eternal life through Jesus Christ. As we then return and give our heartfelt thanks to God by the way that we share our faith in God's love with others. This is the power of generosity. And a great example of this is outlined in our gospel reading this morning. Jesus was traveling on the road to Jerusalem, and as he was venturing down the road, he came upon a small village. And on the outskirts of this village sat 10 lepers who cried out to him, "Jesus, have mercy on us." Now, as you may know, in Jesus' time, leprosy was considered the most dreaded disease. It was highly contagious. There were no cures. And if one had unfortunately become infected, they were quarantined from everyone else. As a matter of fact, by law, they had to keep a 12-foot boundary away from anyone else. Now imagine being separated away from your friends and loved ones. Jesus, he heard their cries, and he turned his full attention toward them. Jesus, have mercy on us. We need your help. And we need it right now. So the way that we can deepen our awareness of God's generosity is first and foremost to trust, to place our complete trust that God is always with us. And when we cry out to him in prayer, he turns his full attention always towards us. And when we ask God for specific needs, God puts answers and solutions in action. Now, when we pray to God, we may at times get a little impatient that perhaps we think we're not receiving the answers that we think God should grant us. As a matter of fact, in our prayers, we kind of tell God what the answers perhaps should be. And we wonder, does God listen or hear us at all? And from Scripture, we know God is always with us. and that God hears us when we pray to him. And God devotes his full attention toward us always. And God does answer our prayers, but in God's timing and in God's own way. And I don't know about you, but I've often discovered in my own life, when I pray and I ask God to work out certain things that I need in my life, I've always been blessed by waiting on God's timing than my own. And I've come to realize that God's timing is much better than my own timing. So this is why we live by faith. As 1 John chapter 5, verse 15 reminds us, and if we know that he, God, hears us, and whatever we ask, we know that we have obtained the request made of him. So our prayers are answered, not by us, but by God. And we live in faith. And we believe and know this to be true because God has already turned his full attention towards us and has already given of himself to us in Jesus Christ. And we know God just doesn't sit in some far removed, remote throne in heaven looking down at us when we pray and cry out to him. God is spirit, and God is always present with us in Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. And in the same way, in our gospel reading this morning, when Jesus heard the cries of the lepers, he crossed over into that forbidden 12-foot zone. And he directed his full attention toward them. And he healed each one. Now imagine witnessing Jesus doing all of this. Jesus had now crossed over and rendered himself unclean. Jesus had now identified himself as one with them. And in the same way, Jesus has done this for each of us upon the cross, for the leprosy of our sins. God in Jesus meets us where we are, especially when we cry out to him, Lord, have mercy on me. And in the power of generosity, God in Jesus turns his attention towards us. He identifies with us where we need him to the most. And he gives us the freedom of a new way of life in him. And like in our Old Testament reading, by the way, that was a fabulous reader that we had up here earlier. But as in our Old Testament reading this morning, that the healing of Naaman's leprosy. Naaman was a very prideful man, a very powerful man. He was leader of a great army of Aram. And Aram's will was to destroy the Israelites. Yet Naaman, on top of everything else, he could not defeat his leprosy. So he, with the help of others, sought out his cure with the God of Israel. He wanted the God of Israel to heal him. And so as the prophet Elijah told him to go wash in the River Jordan 7 times, at first Naaman refused. And by the way, if you've ever been to the Holy Land and you've actually seen the condition of the water in the River Jordan, you can understand why he refused. It would be sort of on the equivalent of going to Buffalo Bayou down by the Med Center. But through a faith, the 8 o'clockers thought that was really funny. But through a faith witness of someone else who was a believer, Naaman then came to change his mind. And he was eventually made clean because God meets us where we are. And experiencing the power of God's generosity, it is amazing. God's love for us is a miracle. It's a miracle in how we receive his love, and it's a miracle in how we express his love to those around us. And moments like these are defining God moments of our life. It's when we come in grips that God listens to us. He is real. He is in us and around us. He is present. And many of us are open always to receive God moments in our lives, which can become answers to our prayers. God answers our prayers, and often they come in many different forms and shapes, especially in ways we never quite expected before. And for the miracle of Naaman, he was cured not because he just washed in the waters of the River Jordan. The miracle for Naaman occurred because he came to believe in the living presence of the Lord God. In the power of generosity, what he had received, he was able to give as he returned back to Elijah. And he said, "I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel." As I'm sure from that point on, Naaman was a changed man. He stopped plundering Israel. He was transformed because he returned to be thankful to the giver. And the same goes for us. In the power of God's generosity, even the water of baptism that we participate in, as a matter of fact, we're going to have baptism on the 27th of this month. There's still time if you know someone or you yourself want to become baptized. The water in baptism does not save us. Our salvation comes when we believe. When we receive and open our hearts to God's generosity, who is the giver of all life, who saves us in our faith to him. And we are thankful because we are able to return our faith to him and profess that we believe in one God Almighty, in Jesus Christ, his only Son, in God the Holy Spirit, who is the giver and sustainer of all life. Jesus, in our gospel reading, he healed the lepers, and he told them, "Go show yourselves to the priests and testify to them that you are healed." And off they went, just as fast as they could go and as far away as they could go. They were given new life, but only one returned to be thankful to the giver. And he fell at his feet and he worshiped him. And he was able to connect the miracle of generosity to the giver. And Jesus said in verse 19, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." So what about the other nine? You know, when they really needed God, and when they were seeking answers from God, God was close to them. But when they didn't need God, they were off doing their own thing. And the point, I think, when Jesus made, where are the other nine? Jesus knew where they were. They expected God to give to them, but they were not interested in giving of themselves back to God. They had received a gift of generosity, but they did not really know the generosity of the giver. They missed the true blessing of returning God's eternal love that now resided within them. So as we focus our attention on God's word this morning and the timeless truths of Jesus' teaching, especially when we cry out to God in our deepest needs, "Lord, have mercy on me," God in Jesus hears our prayers, and he always turns his full attention towards us. He identifies and he meets us where we are, and he gives us answers and solutions to our life issues. And in the power of generosity, God is not only present with us, God also prepares for us to then return and come to him in a deeper way so that we can return our faith by serving and sharing our faith with others. This is the power of generosity in the light of God's redeeming love. So from this point on, let us go on our way in thankfulness and blessings because of our faith. Our faith makes us well. And let's praise God and let's put our faith in him so we can share our faith with others. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you that we receive so much of the gift of life from you. And we recognize you as the giver of all life. Lord, in our thankfulness, let us always remain open to your presence. Let us be open to share and give and your love to those around us. And let us multiply the gifts of your generosity. Amen.